Yes, Fred, talk to me in my ear.
That?
Tony Kornheiser's on the phone. My old pal, Tony Kornheiser, from Washington, D.C., and now one of the stars of Monday Night Football. Hello, Tony.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm in St. Louis.
Yes.
We're doing PTI here today and tomorrow, and I found out you were working here.
Yes,
and,
I am.
And so while I have refused just about all requests, I was happy to come on with you, and I find out it's a news talk show.
Yes, it is.
So good for you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
that. Are you happy?
Well, I'm thrilled that you called.
No. Are you happy in St. Louis?
I'm having a great time, absolutely.
And Tony, before you go any further, you said he's working in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Work.
Well,
mm.
Tony knows that word got devalued a long time ago in this business. This is Carol Daniel and Mike Grimm working with
Hello.
Me here.
Hi.
Tony and I worked together 14 years ago in Washington, D.C. It was a power lineup. Me in the morning, then James Brown, J.B.,
yeah,
and then Tony. And I don't know what happened to those other guys, but so far things are going great for me. So how did Monday night go for you on Monday Night Football?
I thought I did all right in the first game. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get any better, and I don't know if I'm going to get any worse, but I thought I did all right in the first game. I'm not one of those people who thinks that doing radio is hard work, and I don't think doing the PTI program is hard work, and I love them both very much. I've always thought the hardest work I did by far was writing newspaper columns. Monday Night Football is hard. It's particularly hard for me, and you'll appreciate this. When you have your own radio show, you can go 10 or 12 minutes. You can just talk.
Yeah.
You can develop your own point. You can make a couple of mistakes. You can get back to something. When you do PTI, even a show as quickly paced as that, I could have 20 or 30 seconds. I've got maybe 3 seconds,
mm-hmm.
5 seconds at most in one of these football games, and I'm the third guy. It's just I'm just not used to it. I really, you know, if people are expecting me to be funny, I'm not going to be funny. If they're expecting me to be smart, I don't care who you are. I don't know how smart you can be in 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, the pressure is on there, and particularly because the rest of the time is being completely taken up by Theismann.
Well, Tirico calls the game, and it's a football game. Let's be fair, it's a football game. Tirico calls the game, and Theismann analyzes the game. And there's no particular role for me except, you know, maybe counterpuncher, maybe wise guy. It's not like I'm going to deliver some sort of incredible nugget of knowledge about number 67, whose name I don't even know. So it's difficult for me. I expect the criticism will be, does he know anything about football? And that, of course, is unfair criticism because I've been a sports writer for 35 years.
Yes, you do know.
I know you get 6 for a touchdown. I know you get 3 for a field goal. I mean, I'm not casting aspersions to Dennis Miller. I'm not a comedian. My business is sports.
Right.
So I reject that sort of criticism, but it might be very fair to say, well, what exactly is he doing? He doesn't seem to be saying anything.
Well, no, I see. I actually thought you were tame on Monday night because I've known you for so long. I know what Tony Kornheiser can be, and maybe it was that time constraint that was making you tame.
It's hard. I mean, and you got a producer in your ear a lot of times saying, you know, Tirico's got to do the lineups, or here's the replay, Joe. And it's not like, Tony, go. It's you're not simply the third option. You're the eighth option. It's just, so it's hard. Now, will I get better? I hope I get better. But am I going to get in there and say, Joe, you're an idiot? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
But there have been times in your career where you've thought that. You and Theismann have some history, don't you?
Well, I think Joe is running around the country saying we have some history and saying I've written bad things about him. As you know, Paul, we kid because we love.
Oh, good.
I didn't think it was bad. You know, what did I say? You know, he was a loudmouth or he never shut up? I mean, but I've always liked him. I can say it best. I've known him a little bit for a long time. You know, and I always thought he was a terrific quarterback. I really did.
And I also think in your defense, I hate to be the one who has to come
defense?
To you. Well, I don't know that you do, but there are people, including at your own newspaper, Paul Farhi.
Yeah, I got killed. If you looked at websites, that's the worst anybody ever said in the whole country.
And it's your own paper.
He was okay. And a lot of people said he was terrific. And one guy in the country, a backstabbing, two-bit weasel at my own newspaper, crushed me.
Yeah.
I mean, a place where I not only work, a place where I'm writing three little columnettes a week about called Monday Night Diary.
Yep.
I mean, although I will admit I haven't read it yet, so many people have told me what it was and said to me, don't read it. It's really nasty. The executive editor of the paper came back to the sports section and said, look, you can't censor a columnist, and you can't. And you can't, but he said, gosh, I thought Tony was pretty good. You know,
I thought you were fine too, and not that you need defense, but I thought one of the things I liked was, unlike Dennis Miller, you obviously did not sit down and pre-script. Here's what
all.
I'm going to say.
Not at all. No. So, you know.
Well, and can I ask, because you've mentioned the word hard, and Paul and I both write columns, and we both do the broadcast thing, so we can feel what you're dealing with. Was it satisfying or dissatisfying? Because that time element's a real issue.
Yeah, it was. In a radio context, it's completely dissatisfying. And what a football game is on television is it's a radio show. You know, it's got pictures of the game. It's not doesn't have pictures of the people doing the commentary. So it was dissatisfying in that sense. When I was done, I was sort of relieved that I hadn't cursed and I hadn't, you know, said something so irredeemable that I'd have to lose my job already.
That's the Tony I know right there. You're worried all the time. And the good news for you was no sweat stains.
No, I was the day before. I was sweating, as we like to say. I was spitzing like an Airedale. I was just drenched, and that night, and I don't know why, it didn't bother me as much. That doesn't mean that next week it won't. I really don't know. And in Shreveport, I mean, I'm going to look like Albert Brooks in Shreveport. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, and by the way, what a great time for a white knuckle flyer like you to have to fly after the Britain thing.
Strangely enough, that doesn't, you know, I think that makes it safer, so that doesn't bother me.
Really?
Yes.
So I know you have a bus, but you're flying a little bit, right?
Yes, I am. Flying at least half the time. Yeah.
Are you relaxed on the plane at all?
No, I'm drugged. I'm wheeled on and off like Hannibal Lecter.
So when do you start your actual NFL season? Is it on the first?
The regular season starts September 11th in D.C., so at least I'm home for that one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate you calling in.
Look, all the best of luck.
Thank you.
All the best of luck. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Are you going to the Cards Reds tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, have a great time there.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Bye.
There's Tony Kornheiser from years ago in my career, and now, you know, he's kind of made something of a name for himself. He's got a radio show, he's got a TV show, he's got a newspaper column, and yeah, he's on Monday Night Football.
That right there is why the ESPN people said we need Tony Kornheiser in the booth.
Yes.
And at some point, I thought he was really good, as we said yesterday.
Yes.
I think he'll get more comfortable doing those kinds of things. I mean, wheel me off, on and off, like Hannibal Lecter. I mean, that's beautiful.
That's a Kornheiser
line. That's beautiful,
absolutely.
And that will work in Monday Night Football.
Joe's not going to say stuff like that.
No, and Tony will find a way to wedge more of that stuff in as you go along. Just
he'll get used to it, get comfortable, and know what to do.
I think comfort is exactly the right word, which is not part of Tony's lexicon normally. Anyway, it's nice of him to call in here. On the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.